This is Gilbert Gottfried, and America, please don't listen to What Is This Blank podcast. It's a terrible waste of time. You've been warned.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, and away we go. Welcome, everybody, to the What Is This Blank podcast. Welcome back for another exciting episode. Real quick, go check us out on our YouTube. Like I told you before, you got to get there so you can say your newest win. We're getting thousands of views. We got 28 subscribers now. We only need 972 more. So we can start monetizing. So, you know, get going. You're slacking off, people. Let's get it going. But yeah, that's going pretty good over there. Kevin is editing up the videos and popping them up there, and I'm providing some of the clips that we've done before that we've put on Instagram, by the way, and TikTok and Twitter. So go check those out too, and Facebook. Just search What Is This Blank and all that stuff. You'll find us, I promise. And then don't forget about, you know, just the normal podcast on Apple Podcast, Anchor, Spotify. Just search for it. You'll find it. I promise. Okay. On this week's episode, we're talking about Batman and Robin. Not the cool Batman and Robin from back in the olden days. Like Adam West days, that kind of stuff. Talking about the days of costumes that had completely erect nipples.
Oh,
no goddamn reason to have just completely super duper very erect nipples.
It's the Ace and Gary Batman for sure.
Oh yeah. Okay, so yeah. All right, so if you were a kid back in those days, you remember the Batmans. The first one that had come out was Batman with Michael Keaton, best Batman. And then I don't even know what was next after that. I don't know how they went.
Well, Keaton did 1 and 2.
Okay.
With Batman and then Batman Returns. And then and those were Tim Burton. And then Joel Schumacher came in with Val Kilmer and did Batman Forever. Yeah, and then they really wanted to bury it with this piece of garbage.
Yeah, the ice puns. Give me a break, God.
Yeah.
And oh Jesus, I mean I know it's like, you know, comic book and that kind of stuff, but some of the stuff is just so stupid. What need would there be for them to have ice skates come out of their boots? Just to have those built in. There's no way they're sitting around there making the bat suit. They're like, oh, shit, guys, we almost forgot the ice skates at the bottom of the boots. You're right. Let's get those going.
Weapons, sure, but recreational sporting goods? I mean, come on. Yeah.
So, okay. So usually I do this synopsis, you know, of the flick that we're watching. But I mean, this one, it's Batman and Robin, and they're hanging out. They're doing all this stuff, getting ready. And then they find out about, was Dr. Freeze, was he the first villain in the movie, or did they fight somebody else first? And then that was like a, okay. No. So they find out that they got to go, yeah, Dr. Freeze is doing this bad thing. Let's go get him. And then we have this just weird scene where you got to look at every part of their costume. And for some reason, they show the butt 3 times. I hadn't seen the movie, of course, for 100 years. And I forgot that Alicia Silverstone Batgirl comes in later. So I'm like, 3 butts. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know which one I liked. That's weird. And then to find out I liked one of them, but I don't know which one. And it was just George Clooney and I can't remember his name.
Chris O'Donnell.
Chris O'Donnell. It was one of their butts. So that made me feel weird. So and then that's where they go and they fight Dr. Freeze because he's trying to get this big giant diamond from the museum because diamonds is what powers his super suit that he's got that keeps him cold. But this diamond he wants to use to freeze the entire Earth. It's so stupid. So then they get there and he freezes the floor and everything and it's freeze pun, freeze pun, freeze pun, cold pun, freeze pun, ice pun, snow pun, freeze pun, ice pun, snow pun. And then all of Dr. Freeze's henchmen are, of course, hockey players.
Yeah.
Why not? So that's when the boots come out. I think they even tap their boots together, and then all of a sudden the ice skates come out.
Yeah.
So now they can skate around. And of course, Batman and Robin are really good hockey players. You know, they're slapping that diamond around the place like it's a puck and doing slap shots and passes and body checks and cross checks. And oh my God. And then ice pun, snow pun, ice pun. Dr. Freeze gets away. Then we travel to a laboratory somewhere where Uma Thurman's character is this nerdy botanist / venom snake lady. And okay. So then she hears screams coming from a different room. So she goes and investigates the screams coming from the different room. And it's the doctor, whatever his name is. And he's got the world leaders that nobody wants to really be around. They're up there watching this experiment that he's going to do.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and then they bring in this little tiny guy that's convicted of, like, I don't know, it was like a bunch of murders or something like that. So they pulled him right out of the jail. Huh. And that's when this is when Uma Thurman's character finds out that this evil doctor's actually been stealing her research to try to make these evil henchmen out of snake venom. So he drilled holes in the guy's head and then he puts these tubies in there. Tubies. And they inject this stuff into this guy and he becomes this massive, massive man, which we find out is the first sighting in these movies of Bane. A real stupid, shitty Bane. That just speaks in two-word sentences. Oh, Bane, dear, you have to do this. Bane, do it.
Was that your Uma impression?
Yeah.
Oh, that was
good. She talks like that for no reason.
That's no glasses, Uma. Glasses Uma doesn't talk like that.
Oh, that's right.
Poison Ivy. So she finds out what the doctor's doing, and then she goes back up into. He follows her back into her lab, and then he kills her, and she goes into the ground, and oh my God, she's dead. But then later on, she comes back as Poison Ivy, a much hotter character now.
Oh yeah,
who has poison lips? She kisses the doctor, poisons him, he dies, and now, oh Bane, sweetie, let's go. We got to go to the market now, Bane.
Hey, market.
So, now, Batman, Bruce Wayne's like, well, we have to catch Dr. Freeze, and we know he likes diamonds, so let's use the Wayne diamonds. We'll auction those off, and we'll bait them. So they do that, and of course, well, they're auctioning off women who are also the name of plants. And there's these rich guys going, I'll bet 50,000 for rose. I'll bet $60,000 for eucalyptus, or whatever the fuck their names were. And then
pink monkey?
Yeah, then there's this big fuzzy gorilla monkey thing. Starts dancing. And it takes off its gloves and hat. And that's Poison Ivy. And then she blows this. She blows the heart out. Now everybody in the audience has the COVID. But all the men are mesmerized by her. And now she's up there. My name is a Poison Ivy. And then she blows some of this love dust into Batman and Robin. And now there's this struggle between them. She loves me. No, she loves me. No, she loves me. And they're like, this guy in the audience, I'll bid $500,000 for Poison Ivy. And Bruce Wayne's like, bullshit, $1 million. And Robin's like, $2 million. Batman's like, $3 million. Robin's like, $4 million. And then dick move by Robin or Batman. He goes, you don't have that fucking money. What are you doing? That lives in the basement. And he's like, no, it's fine. I'll get the money from you. He's like, no, not going to happen, bro. So that's a thing. And then Dr. Freeze shows up. But he takes the diamonds. Now Poison Ivy wants to work with Dr. Freeze. And I'm done. I'm done talking about this.
Give up.
The movie was 2 hours and 4 minutes. Cut out half the ice puns. The movie's 1 hour and 35 minutes. All right. What? Talk, somebody.
I wish this movie was like a person so I could punch it in the throat. Like, but I mean, I've got a lot of complaints, but you know, the thing that like pissed me off the most was like, you know, the Clundog like phoned it in. Like every other actor who played Batman, they at least attempt, like there's like the Bruce Wayne voice and then like a Batman voice, you know, and at least some form. But like Clooney, when he was Bruce Wayne, was like, hey, what's going on, everybody? And then he just put a stupid rubber mask on. He was like, hey, what's going on, everybody? Like there was no change in his voice whatsoever. At least a little bit lower, or, you know, disguise it or something, but nothing.
It's, I mean, all you gotta do is have the mask, you know, that's all you need. Like the Superman and his glasses.
Not even a mask, just the little eye patches, and you can't tell that that's fucking that whiny bitch from down the street in that mansion. No, I mean.
Yeah, you know, people are stupid in those worlds, you know.
You hated this movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the puns went on forever. Even when, I had mentioned Batgirl earlier. She does come in. It's Alicia Silverstone. She's Alfred's niece. So she comes in, and then even she's got a bunch of puns because she steals one of the motorcycles, and she goes to these epic underground motorcycle races. Oh, my gosh, with all these villains and stuff. But even then, there was like, it's like, can nobody just have a normal conversation in this movie? Does it have to be different little puns and jokes and jabs and stabs? Like,
well, even she's from England. She's from like, where was she? Like, I don't know, some Cambridge or Oxford or someplace. And yeah. She doesn't have an English accent. Not even just give it a shot. Like, just she's just fucking Alicia Silverstone from California accent.
Well, I mean, that's where she went to school. We don't know if she's from there.
No, she'd have a fake one. She'd be one of those girls who goes over there for like 6 months and then pretends to now have an English accent. Which
it's true. It's true.
But I was going to ask Steven about the Bane canon here. Like, what is this just totally bullshit way to get him into the story? Or was this...
Oh, yeah. This isn't even close. I mean... If you've seen the Nolan trilogy and seen The Dark Knight Rises, that's not even close, but it's closer. I mean, they took off, what's the word, creative liberties or freedoms here and just made him the hell up. And he's not even, he doesn't even look strong. He just looks like he's swollen or like full of air. Like he doesn't look intimidated. Like you feel like you could pop him if you got close enough. Just like boom, pop. He doesn't look menacing.
I'm pretty sure that guy is all on roids. The guy that played him was on roids.
Bane.
Roids.
Negro boob. Boobs make everything better, right?
Boobs make everything better. Yep.
Even on old Bane.
except for Poison Ivy's boobs. When she was like in her full Poison Ivy outfit, mm-hmm. it looked like they actually just stuck like a little bit bigger than normal Dixie cups. Oh. They weren't shaped like boobs. They were shaped like cups.
She looked fantastic. I'm sorry. I know the movie's terrible, but her dialogue is awful, but she looks amazing as Poison Ivy.
Yeah, when she first shows herself as the full Poison Ivy after she was dancing on the gorilla, and she's doing that thing where she's standing there with her legs kind of like together and crossed and her butt out. Oh, man.
I know the exact scene.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. I forgot to like point out my background here.
Oh, God.
Everything freeze.
Chill out.
Chill out. It's getting cold in here. Ice capades.
Did you notice Vivica Fox is like walking around in a lingerie, like trying to get a piece of that?
Yep.
But I don't think she's ever successful.
No, you only see her for that 1 second. It's like, why? So I mean, why be like this hench lady if you're not getting none?
Yeah. He's like trying to save his wife. Like, what's your point?
Yeah. And where did you come from? How come everybody else is dressed super warm and have frozen snot on their face?
Yeah.
And here you are wearing lingerie.
Ice lingerie.
Yeah. Stupid. And that's creepy, keeping your wife alive in a thing of water.
Yeah.
Like that can't even be, she's not even cryo-ly frozen because that's water. It's not frozen. If the water was cold enough, it would be ice.
At least take care of it if you love it so much. Her body seems to get passed around quite a bit during this movie. Like, it's very easy to grab his wife's dead body. So,
yeah.
My wife watched it with me, and she was furious. She hated this, but she laughed out loud when he freezes Robin. He had that really bad mannequin bubbling in the red water.
Oh,
But this whole movie, I mean, it's weird because you mentioned Adam West at the beginning. And there's a lot of fans of the Adam West stuff. But what's wrong with these movies, it's like they try to tap into Adam West, like cheesiness and campiness.
Yep.
But it doesn't work. Not on the scale like after the Tim Burton stuff. It just it came off just way too campy, way too cheesy.
Did you guys notice there was a couple times? Oops, I hit my mic. There's a couple times in the movie where there was like cartoony Adam West showy, old Batman showy type of sounds when something would happen.
Yeah,
like when they were in Poison Ivy's lair when they first found that place, and then Bane was going to kick them all out, and he steps on that thing. There was all these like. Weep, 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 as they're flying. It's like, what the fuck? What do you do? Why? Why was that there? That's not necessary.
Yeah.
And then what was this? What the struggle throughout the entire movie between Batman and Robin? That was just not including the Poison Ivy stuff. That was so fucking annoying. How bitchy little fucking bitchy Robin was throughout the entire fucking thing. You don't trust me. You won't let me do anything. By the way, thanks for paying all my bills and let me live in your big fucking mansion and take care of everything in my life. Like, what? That that's like my kids bitching about shit here. Like, no. You don't get to bitch about anything. I run this place.
I want to drive the car. Chicks dig the car.
Oh, God. That's why Superman works alone. Yes, it's weird because technically, I mean, we're following Batman Forever, and he helped him at the end of Batman Forever, so there should be some trust, but he is treating him, I mean, Bruce is treating him pretty, I don't know, with the kid gloves on a little bit, like, yeah, no, you weren't playing it safe. We could have been in danger. And then when Bruce is stuck in that unnecessary rocket shooting straight up, Robin saves him.
Yeah.
And he's like, you should have been gathering up thugs. It's like, so yeah, I mean, O'Donnell's like this whiny bitch, but then Bruce is like this really weird, like overprotective non-family member who already, I mean, he's already saved your ass numerous times, but now you don't trust him. I don't know.
Maybe. The reason that these suits have completely erect nipples and very tight, tight buns is because that's the way Batman likes it. And Batman doesn't want anything to happen to his little Robin.
Oh, but you think there's a... Oh.
There could be some sort of internal love struggle that Robin doesn't know about and we don't know about.
Yeah, and Bruce wants him home safe.
So, yes.
And with erect nipples.
Yes. So, toy buns.
Batman is like the Liberace of the comic book world. He's just. It's like when Robin gets to be like 35, he just gets rid of the guy, gets a 22-year-old Robin. Here's the suit. Here's your motorcycle.
Batman is Joe Exotic.
Oh, man.
Oh. Holy moly. Batman's Joe Exotic.
I think we're onto something here.
And the vehicles and the suits are all his way, like to that's like his tigers, his way to entice these young boys to the Robin suit.
Mm-hmm. And yet the excitement, the endorphins of going on all these things, that's the drug.
Oh, neon cars. Oh,
man. We're fighting crime. Take this bump.
My car's got neon on it. Your motorcycle's got neon on it.
Wow. Batman is Joe Exotic, guys.
Yeah. Nipples, bums, cod pieces. It's all there.
It's all there. And then, come on. Dr. Freeze's wife is dying of, Billy Bob syndrome. And she's in advanced stages, so he's trying to figure out a way to cure McGregor's syndrome is what it's actually called. He's found a cure for stage one McGregor syndrome, but she's past that. And then we find out that Alfred is sick and Alfred is dying. And guess what? Alfred has stage one McGregor syndrome. Then here we come with puns again. When Batman finally defeats Dr. Freeze, he's like, please help me save more people, blah, blah, and I'll help you. You can do your research for your wife. And then he's like, psh, and he opens up his arm and he pulls out these two vials. And he says, take two of these and call me in the morning. But why is Dr. Freeze walking around with cures for stage one McGregor syndrome in his super suit?
Breakable vials.
Yeah. That makes no fucking sense. But yeah, I just happen to have two vials of the cure for McGregor syndrome stage one right here in my... Why don't you give it to your wife? Oh, she's way past that shit. This is garbage, basically, for her, but... Someday.
Maybe share it with pharmacies or something so that other people can be okay, or...
Nope.
That wouldn't have made good movie.
No, that's true.
Oh my god. I mean, like, I know I saw this movie when I was younger, but it's garbage.
It is garbage. Even as a kid, I knew it was garbage, which this came out in 97, so I was still pretty young. But when I saw it, I remember being very disappointed. I'm like, this thing stinks. And I love Batman. So this is one of those movies that when you're so into a franchise or a property, like, you just wish that somehow this could disappear off the face of the earth. This is how bad this one is. And it's, and I was talking to my wife after we watched it. It's like, what were these guys like when the cameras were off? Were they all looking at each other going, what the hell are we doing? Like, this is a hunk of shit. Or are they just laughing because they know they're just raking it in for this hunk of shit? Like, no one had to believe in this project. There's not a single person who believed in this.
Well, I was trying to figure out how they spent the money, because it was like $168 million budget. And so, I mean, you got a lot of big actors. You're paying them.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have a lot of shit in that movie. I mean, with what I'm going to say is the worst fucking Batmobile ever.
Oh,
without a doubt.
What? I mean, that's a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Just the costumes for everybody and the sets and all. I mean, Jesus Christ. Did the actors do it for free?
Arnold alone made $25 million for this
movie. And the budget was only $168.
But then they spent $125 million on marketing and promoting it. What? But you're right. You're right, though. Even though normally in a Batman movie, at least like the cars and the vehicles are cool, this had like the crappiest Batmobile. It was like a half-ass Batmobile, a half-ass Batsuit. Everything was just crappy. Like,
oh, shit, no, what was son, thing? It was like that was a full-ass Batsuit.
It was like one of those swamp boats on skis or something that Robin was driving. I was like, I think I literally just said, fuck this. Like, what the fuck was that? Who would build that as a thing? Like, one day I'll need a swamp boat with skis for ice.
Hey, you never know where you're going to need skis, I guess. Skis and skates.
Oh.
So what if that would have been an instance, you know, where they needed roller skates? Did the wheels pop out of there?
I was like, fuck, we almost had this thing perfect. We just needed roller skates instead of skis.
And then, I don't know, and if you guys think back to that scene, the blades of the skates come out, so it's like they're that, and they go, meow. Where were they at? This is foot. Plates come out. So
are they? I guess we just accept they've been walking around with these giant blades on the inside of their feet.
Just that waiting. We
can't see.
Like, hey, you guys are walking a little funny. Any reason why? Ice skates, man.
You never know. You
never know. We're gonna need them.
Click your heels. Click. Boom.
Oh yeah.
Fuck.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. There's zero. Well, I take that back. There's one out of the movie. There's zero like redeeming anything. There's no good vehicles. There's no good acting. Uma Thurman's fun to look at, but her dialogue kills it. The only thing I remember really liking from this movie, and you're gonna laugh, but it's that the soundtrack had a really cool Smashing Pumpkins song on it. But other than that, I mean, I'm not buying the soundtrack because the rest of it's probably garbage and full of a bunch of one-hit wonders or whatever else. But I remember the Smashing Pumpkins song being kind of cool. But other than that, this movie just sucks.
Which Batman did Seal do a song for?
Batman Forever.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Forever.
Forever.
Which is the third one.
Yeah.
Which, it's kind of, it's their fault because they tapped into that cheesy shit in the third one with Jim Carrey. And because if you watch that one, that one doesn't hold up either. But somehow they're like, how can we make it worse? I know. Batman and Robin.
I mean, Val Kilmer tries. He just doesn't quite pull it off, but he's making an effort. George Clooney's just fucking phoning it in and getting paid and whatever. I'm fucking Batman. What's up? Here's the lines. Got it. Hey, Poison Ivy, what's going on?
I noticed in this movie, because I didn't remember a lot of George Clooney movies from back then, but he's one of those ones where he does the same character in every movie.
Oh, yeah.
Every single movie he does, I mean, there's a couple where he does a little bit of a different thing, but it's normally the same. Everything's the same. Same cadence, same looks, you know, same, you know, he does kind of like a...
Well, I like the Ocean 11 movies and that whole thing. I enjoyed those, but he's not that far off from Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, it's the same character.
Yeah, it's very one-trick pony.
Yeah. I'd say the only movie that comes to my mind that he doesn't do that character is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah.
And that's a good movie, too. I love that one.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But other than that, I can't think of one that he doesn't do George Clooney.
Yeah, unless the character is like from the South or from some area where he really has to like up the, what am I trying to say?
He has to act.
Yeah. Well, like if you just need to be a white male. Like you're a Caucasian with dark hair. You got some gray going on. He's always the same. But if they throw him in like a different country or something, or you know, he's in a very unique experience, then he can kind of do it. But he phones it in if it's just white male.
Yeah. You guys have any other talking points about this movie?
No, only other thing. You know what? Fuck. When Poison Ivy dies, it's basically her own plant eats her. But why would her own plant eat her? She'd been sitting on it earlier for like most, you know, that was her plant. And then just because she's in a fight and then gets hit once and backs into it, then it eats her? Did I miss something there?
Yeah, you missed that she didn't die.
What happened to her?
She was, that just like held her because then she was in jail. Remember, because at the end, Dr. Freeze, he's in the same prison, and he comes up to her. And
I think Dr. Freeze probably at that point said, fuck this, and just went to the kitchen.
You're like, did I miss something? Yeah,
I couldn't lock in. I just did that.
Yep. It's understandable, though, with this movie, because there's lots of stuff where you just black out.
It is. It's one of those movies where you catch yourself like kind of staring at your fingernail or the wall. Like, I'm supposed to be doing something. Whoops. But,
here's the thing. Here's another one of those things where I'm talking about the bat suit. So you got, for no fucking reason, you've got the ice skates in your boots. Okay, got it.
Still in the ice skate boots.
But he knew early on that Poison Ivy did the thing. No mask to wear. Like
rubber lip bit though.
But that doesn't prevent you from inhaling the stuff.
Maybe rubber nose. He just didn't like pull it off.
But I mean, like you press the ear and a fucking N95 mask comes down and you're good to go. you got fucking ice skates. But, like, no villain's ever going to use some sort of gas to try to knock you out or anything like that. No, God, no. And if memory serves, Batman TV show back in the day, Adam West had a breathing apparatus on his utility belt.
Yeah.
And he would, boom, on his face, he's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Learn something, George Clooney. Okay, who's done?
It's getting cold in here.
My rubber nipples are hard.
Get to the ice chopper.
Do you know, even his suit had nipples on it. Did you guys notice that? Even yeah. the ice. Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck it, Joel Schumacher. Fucking nipple freak.
That weirded me out as a kid. I remember thinking, why am I seeing their butts and crotches and nipples? Like, I don't think that's cool. I don't know anyone that thought that was clever. Like, who's sitting there going, oh, yes, here comes my favorite part. Rubber butt, rubber crotch, nipple. Yeah.
Yep.
Not even like a 15 frame glance of a crotch, like a crotch with a whoosh sound, like, you know?
And the butt still jiggled, so it's like, yeah. These suits yeah. aren't like protecting you because they look like they're loose as hell, like a soft rubber. Like, yeah. Why are we wearing it?
Just for the butts. For the toit toit buns and the hard hard nipples.
Alfred's like, I measured your body in secret and made you this suit. But creepy as fuck, dude.
Alfred, this fits perfectly. I feel like I'm naked. How did you get these measurements?
You even got the leftward bend in my penis right. How'd you do that?
These look just like my nipples. Did you mold these?
Is this that time that you told me I was unconscious for 3 days?
It's a no, side
Master effect Wayne.
Of, side effect of Montgomery's disease, whatever the fuck that was. Can't blame me.
Yeah. Regular syndrome. Oh, my business.
In stage one, you mold your family members' privates. Oh.
There's another.
Oh god.
Oh man.
All right. Well, so I'm giving this movie one butthole for every ice hockey henchman. There's a lot of them.
Just a lot of buttholes in your score.
Yeah, no number.
I don't think I've seen you this defeated since Battlefield Earth.
But, you know, at least that one, with as crap as it was, it still left me wanting to watch it. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's saying a lot.
Not like I would go and watch it again. It was like, I got to see what happens next.
Oh, yeah.
Halfway through this 2-hour and 4-minute movie, I was like, please be done. Like maybe if I just stop watching it, they won't know. But then I'm like, no, because then they'll start talking about something that happens later on in the movie, and I won't know.
I gave up the fact that I did was stop at...
Yeah. Yeah, Poison Ivy dies, guys. That's crazy.
I was like, fuck this, I'm out.
He like exploded. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your buttholes?
You know what? I agree with Aaron. I'm giving it a lot of buttholes. That's good.
I'll join the party. This movie's, like I said, if you could make this movie disappear from history and cinema, I would do it. It's awful. So, Max Buttholes.
Max Buttholes.
Max Buttholes. It's weird that it's just so readily available on, like, HBO Max. It's like, how is this one not just sitting in the can somewhere? But no, it's like, all these other movies that we decide to watch, we're like... Let's see. Oh, no, you got to buy it here. Oh, you got to rent it there. Oh, no. Bad Random Robin, guys? Oh, yeah. No, you can just watch it on HBO Max, mm-hmm. You know, just for free.
Well, Warner Brothers made that deal with HBO, so pretty much anything Batman's on HBO, but I wouldn't be surprised if even HBO Max is like, can we cut this hunk of shit off? It's taking up server space.
They were just about to, and they're like, hey, two people watch Batman and Robin. Well, let's keep it around, boys. Let's keep it around.
That's the most we've had in a decade, sir.
I give it another round. That's stupid. Okay. Let's get out of here before we talk about this movie anymore. So, again, we are What Is This Blank? It's a podcast on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite listening app. Just go search us. We are on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and, of course, the YouTubes, which you got to check it out because it's pretty cool. You can actually see us in person. You can see our faces. You can see my cool backgrounds. You can see me do this.
Cool.
See? All you people listening, you have no clue what I just did. You're going to have to go check it out on YouTube. I'll do it again.
I've never seen it.
There you go.
I can't believe I saw it again.
That's right. Now it's your turn. Go to YouTube. I don't know when this one will be on YouTube. We're doing them in different orders and shit. So, and that's to keep you guessing. Ooh. To keep you guessing.
On your toes.
On your toes. On your buttholes. All right, everybody. See you next time. Bye. All right.